Yeah, what you wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers, who be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, live raw deal, 3-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. And still, everything is real in the veal. And what you can't have now, leave in your will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody zero, but I want to be heard. Hell yeah, nigga, you're not. On your hot 9-7 every day, every day, that's my word. Spinning in women with their own condominiums, 5+5, who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins, what? Niggas in the news, so I had to pull out my favorite Diddy rhyme, and it's all about the Benjamins. That shit was crazy. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, shit, you should have seen me. 18-year-old DT out in the club, not knowing what the hell's going on, drinking beers illegally. Oh, I was wild. Yes, I was drinking beers illegally. I thought it was disgusting. Worst thing I ever tasted in my life is that fucking Bud Light. But what you going to do, man? It's Thursday night. It's college night. 18-year-old niggas getting in the club. You go in there, you can look at some sweaty titties with glitter on them as they bounce on the dance floor. And the Benjamins were hot. Bad Boys running things. Of course, Biggie was dead, but. Hey, you gotta break some eggs and make an omelet. So said Diddy. Yes, this nigga. So Homeland Security raided his house. I know what you're saying. Homeland Security. Why won't the federales? That's what I was watching my favorite legal YouTube show with Judge Joe Brown, because he actually was a lawyer, then he turned into a judge. So he knows what he's talking about when it comes to the legal system. And he doesn't strike me as an individual that is blinded by celebrity or coached by big titties. He tells it like a T.I. is. He was funny because the host kept talking about something else. He's like, now, what I want to get to the point is what does all the things he's been accused of, like the sexual assault and what's the other one, human trafficking. Now, what does this have to do with Homeland Security? Judge Joe Brown's funny, man. You know what he's talking about. But I ain't gonna lie. I just said sabotage because he's funny. And then I'm also gonna be honest with the fact that it reminds me of when Mike Epps did him in one of his stand-up specials. He was like, you mean to tell me he gave you $15? But anyway, he was talking about this shit. I don't know why Homeland Security is that. See, the things Mrs. Ventura accuse him of is what we think this whole situation is about. So that's a little fishy to me. Fishy, no pussy. When I say fishy, I'm not talking about the vagina. I actually think the vagina is a magnificent organ, one of the greatest organs in the human body. It's a sex organ. What I like to do when I get my hands on some vagina, let's pause 5 minutes while I sell my barbecue sauce. I skipped every clip. I skipped that, first time I watched, I was like, oh, shit, Joe Brown, I like it. Let me click on this to see what he's talking about. So they do the little, you know, people have, unlike this unprofessional podcast, people have intro music and the little visual, and then it's Judge Joe Brown. So I click that shit, and I'm doing something else in the room. And then I listen, I'm like, what the fuck? This nigga talking about barbecue sauce? Buy my barbecue sauce. This barbecue sauce passed the bar exam in 1964. And it's been spicy ever since. So I got the spicy, got the spiciest barbecue this side of Compton. No, I'm sorry. Welcome to the Book of DT. I should probably have did that. Good to see all y'all niggas again. Yeah, I see you. Don't turn around, you. Yeah, see, I'm looking at him. Stop. Good to speak with you again, I should say. I see you. It's not out. It's not what I'm used to. Live shows. Hey, good to see everybody. How y'all doing, niggas? Niggas, niggettes, and wiggettes, and wiggers. But yeah, if you didn't get the news, they raided Diddy's homes in Miami. On Star Island. The famous Star Island. See, Star Island is where Manolo's mansion was in Scarface, if you know something about that. And then they raided him in California, too. Had his sons in cuffs, sitting on a curb, being detained as they went through his house. What were they looking for? Sex slaves? No. The gun that shot Biggie? No. They didn't find anything. And this nigga showed a video of his $1 million home just tossed up. And I thought to myself, damn, that's fucked up. But only if you didn't kill Tupac or do these horrible things. If you did them horrible things, man, don't do criminal shit. They're going to treat you like one. Actually, that's not true. They treat some people like criminals, despite no proof or evidence of any wrongdoing, i.e. Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
There he go again. There he go. Man, this shit is wild, man. So they raided his home. His sons were there, but somehow Diddy was at the airport. Whoop, whoop. This nigga got a trap door. Hit the button. Wouldn't that be funny? Just imagine this nigga. It's Homeland Security. Open it up.
He's like, fuck, Homeland Security? I thought it'd be the FBI.
Let me run to my office and get my escape chute. And hit this button. It's like, whoosh, and this nigga go down like a little slide. Not unlike the playground slides you used to play on, burning your ass cheeks in the summertime because you're a kid and you want to feel the wind on your face. It's like Batman. Nigga, let me get to that. I bet you that black Bentley was riding past them Federales. Homeland Security. I thought Homeland Security fucked with terrorists and shit. Let me find out this nigga's the only suicide bomber to make it back. Let me find out this nigga night. This nigga no magic. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. Cause we can't be stopped now. It's Bad Boy. Like, nigga lied in that song. He was going somewhere.
To the airport. I got my passport. And a bag full of cash. Woo. Brown paper bag.
So it was a busy Monday for that nigga. And they, not only did they raid the two homes, they arrested his drug mule.
Drug mule.
No lie, they arrested the drug mule at the Miami airport. Some little white dude with two cuts in his eyebrows trying to wild out. The game his eyes and never foul out. Are you gangsters, hustlers? But fuck that. But they arrested this drug mule and how do I say this? He doesn't look like the type that's going to hold up on the interrogation. Turn that bright light on this nigga. He's going to, oh, let me sing about the things that I saw on the Combs estate. That nigga's in trouble. And if you know anything about the hip-hop community, if Diddy's in trouble, there's at least one happy multi-platinum selling artist out there. Let's see. Let me give you a musical hint. Team in it. Buh, we in here. Buh, we can get the drama up. Come on, we don't care. Buh, 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 it's going down. Buh, cause I'm around. Buh, it's 50 Cent. You know how I get down. Buh, what up, blood? Buh, what up, cuz? Buh, what up, blood? Buh, what up, gangsta? We don't play that. We don't play that. We don't. G-Unit. We don't play around. Some people say I walk around like I got an S on my chest. No, that's a semi. Although with the vet, 50 is laying in the puffy like he always does when his niggas in the news. keep promote this documentary he hasn't done yet. Did he do it? Science are pointing towards the fact that he did. Said all kinds of speculation swirling around this dirty, low down motherfucker. You know, they say he might be the entertainment world's Epstein, saying he recorded some of these parties. He has secret cameras recording these people in compromising positions, possibly doing things with minors to blackmail them to do whatever he wants. That's what they're saying. That's fucked up shit. I wonder how that shit would play out in court. Let's say I'm some rapper that Diddy got on tape banging some 16-year-old that looks 21. Do I have a defense? I was fooled. I thought we were going to be taking advantage of legal young women. So, sir, you're trying to tell me you thought you knew the girl was drugged up and possibly a little unable to, shall we say, consent? But you thought it was cool because she was 21. All right, great. Free to go, cost the court, and a $300 fine. I don't know. But they say he was, like, doing the Epstein thing, which makes you think, will he get Epstein? That shit's crazy. And then, of course, you know, I go to the black news institutions like the Shade Report, the Shade Room. And I always jump to the comments because I, you know, as a comedian, I want to know what the streets are saying. And the streets are always in the comments. Never forget that, kids. You want to know how the people feel about a certain thing? Go on Instagram. Go on YouTube on that thing. And then just look in the comments and you'll see how dumb people are. And whenever a nigga gets in trouble, you see the same thing in the comments. Man, black people love bringing another black man down. They just jump all over you when you're down. First of all, sir or madam with no profile picture, are you a bot? And then second of all, ain't nobody trying to bring Puffy down. Puffy brought himself down. Fuck that nigga. Like first of all, for me, man, once I find out you're robbing young artists that just want to make it, 18, 16-year-old, and you robbing them of their money, which he's well documented doing. Everybody knows this nigga's a snake in the business in the boardroom or on them contracts. He's a dickhead, he's a snake, he's a thief. So I'm like, fuck him off of that energy alone. Fuck this nigga. And then when I hear some other, that other shit, like the human trafficking, I'm like, yeah, well, you know, it's believable. I'll buy that for a dollar. What's another class he did? What's that shit? What shit he did with Mace? Broken glass everywhere. If it ain't about the money, Puff, I just don't care. I'm a fly guy. Mace, could you please stop smoking la la? Puff, why try out? See, now that little part was, Mace, would you please stop smoking la la? I'm like, damn, why you had to say it like that, dude?
Sounds a little predatorial.
Like, certain shit change after nigga get charged. Like I was, well, I'm still a huge fan of R. Kelly music. I think it's great. But certain songs I can't listen to no more. One in particular, Seems Like You're Ready. Okay, I just can't listen to that shit. Dude, go listen to that shit after you know what you know about him. Like, God damn. What year was this? Seems like you're ready to put the timeline together. I'm like, this shit came out when he was fucking with Aaliyah. This is, girls, keep this song out of my earwaves. It's a great song. I had a joke about it. Like, here you go. Nah, I don't do no material on this shit. This is just my mind in a freestyle. The style I'm using is free. At least it would be if my mind was. Peep, I'm behind, cuz I didn't handle my functions in high school. I forgot what album that's on. I think that's off a Common album. Common. Oh, big corny motherfucker. I used to think Common was cool, man. Then I started seeing this nigga interviews. Hearing this nigga talk, I'm like, yo, Common is actually a cornball from Chicago. Nigga mad corny, B. Corny sounding. I ain't gonna say he's straight corny because I haven't met this nigga, but I'm like, yeah, he sound kind of corny, nigga. Is this you playing the Hollywood role? This you trying to get into those circles? Envisioning the hereafter, listening to Steve Wonder. My words strike like lightning that don't need thunder. Yeah, that's my old Common verses for y'all. That's your girl I used to run up in her and G weed from her. It's a cold winter, niggas need summer. Oh, I used to love that song. What the? I forgot. What the? Is that? Because the beat was sick, though. It's like. The bam, 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 bam. Blam, 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 blam. I gotta listen to that song now, man. I used to love that shit. I like, yo, this is some smooth melodic shit. Blam, 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 blam.
Derek, what does Common have to do with anything?
I don't know. He probably was at one of them parties. Party with Diddy.
Yes. Get fresh, get dressed, come to the party with your soul intact, and you leave without your dignity.
Oh, well, the price of fame.
That price is too high, nigga.
I must protect the integrity of my asshole.
I don't want to get home and be talking to my asshole. Who are you? Why would you do that? And your asshole will be like, why would you let them do that to me?
No charges, though. They flipped this nigga into our house. No charges. So the wild shit is, while this shit is going down, his plane is making moves, flying here to there and then to Antigua. They thought he was on it, but apparently he wasn't on it. But what was on that plane?
Probably a video of him getting a blowjob from Bill Clinton.
That's my guess. Say, like, let me not speculate. Speculation is at all time high. Actually, I can speculate. This shit is sheerly entertainment. You hear that, Alphabet Boys?
Derek don't mean none of this shit. Derek just having a good time. Derek like the party, not the Diddy parties.
I can't wait to say that. Because Diddy like the party. And you got to tell him no.
Yoo.
Is there one good sir? Is there one decent man in this entire music making industry?
There were two. There were two, and they were both light skinned. One by birth and other by way of vitiligo. And they killed those two artists. I was talking to my roommate about Prince the other day. Yeah, they definitely killed Prince. Won't surprise, man. The thing about them niggas is more valuable dead than alive. Because Mr. Rogers, Prince Rogers, I think his family sold his estate fairly quickly. For the love of money. Michael Jackson's music is being kept safe by his mother, Catherine, who has got to be 95 right now. So how long will that shit be safe before these evil motherfuckers get their hands on Michael's music? They already got the shit that Mike bought that wasn't his personally. Mike owned a lot of shit. He owned the James Bond music. So yeah, you know them white motherfuckers killed him. Blamed it on the black doctor. Who is out and practicing dentistry right now. He's a dentist in Rancho Cucamonga. I'm kidding. I don't know what the fuck that nigga Conrad doing. But if I saw him on the streets of Brooklyn, I'd smack the shit out of him. You killed the king. Actually, I wouldn't smack him. I'd get people to. I'd start a riot. Have people jump him. I'd be like, look, they go to doctor to kill the king. A doctor killed Martin Luther King? Yeah, he did. But, like, that's another conspiracy theory I don't want to talk about. I'm talking about Michael Jackson.
He killed Michael Jackson.
He killed Michael Jackson.
He killed Michael Jackson.
Let's jump him. Oh, man. What else happened? Oh, and other black news, Candace Owens was fired by members of the J. Crew for saying some truthful things. We don't care about that. Do we? Actually, I do care, man. People should be able to speak about losing their jobs. Especially when you're talking to Roof, the truth, Roof. I'm like, just when I started liking Candace, they fired her. But she's rich. She'll figure it out. No sympathy for her. I watched some college basketball this motherfucker weekend. What? My team is in the Sweet 16, son. What? 16 teams left. North Carolina State's one of them. What the fuck? I wish they would have did this when I was a little kid. Save me some embarrassment. Them niggas was embarrassing, man. I kind of love basketball, man. And that was my team. And, like, dude, Duke and Carolina own North Carolina when it comes to college basketball, even when I was a kid. They're having one hell of a run, okay? They had goddamn Dean Smith, who's a revolutionary basketball coach. And then the other team, Duke, had Coach K. They got two all-time greats in the midst of my childhood just whooping up on my team. And the school used to do this thing, right? When the ACC tournament was going on, you can wear your favorite teams. You wear your T-shirt or sweatshirt with your favorite team on it. And, you know, I was kind of sort of one of the cool kids. It was only because I was tall, because I was super insecure, nigga. About a bevy of things, but, you know, you go through that shit growing up. You're not certain of yourself. You question everything. Is my nose too big? Why am I pigeon-toed? I hate this life. And then you go home and play a video game, and everything's okay. But they used to let us wear our shit, and I would wear an NC State shirt. And people like,
State? That's your team? Ew, they're losers.
Fuck you, man, and your mama. I didn't say that. I wasn't that confrontational. That came later on in life. But now these niggas in Sweet 16, I'm like, nice. And I didn't know nothing about these niggas all season. I had to look at their schedule. I was like, oh, shit, we beat Duke and Carolina this year. I guess we are decent. But them niggas on the run. And, like, you know, with my history of my team, I was like, should I watch these niggas? Because definitely, if I watch them, they're going to lose. Nope, they didn't. They tried to lose. They went to overtime. But them boys is balling, man. So congratulations to them. Shout out to them. This shit's crazy. I had a friend contact me after they won. Well, former friend. She used to be my friend. Like, you know, we broke up over political shit. And, like, she, like, I don't know if you guys ever had somebody to do you wrong and then resurface. But she wanted the people, you know. Because, like, dude, if you can't respect my political views and then you're going to be mad at me for that shit and then just insult me on top of that shit, I'm like, yo, you don't respect my fucking opinion. So we can't be friends. But this chick got mad at me first time she got mad. It was 2016. Because I was shitting on Hillary Clinton. I was like, you know Hillary ain't shit, really. She's like, oh, my God. She was like one of those,
it's the year of the woman, and we shall have a president. And all the evil things the male presidents have done will be done by a female president. And that's equality.
She was on them. I was just telling the truth. And she got mad at me for that, didn't talk to me for years. And me being the forgiving person I am, I let this woman back into my life. You know, we were friends again. And then she got mad again because I was telling the truth about the vaccine. I was right. Now, if she came back like, yo, Derek, I'm sorry for being upset with you. You were right. We could have been friends again. But she tried, hey, did you see your team win? Oh, this chick. Don't come at me with a small talk after you call me stupid. Like I'm going to forget. Bitch, please. Oh, man. Enjoying life, man. Cause life is good, man. You know, life is good as long as you got your health. You have your wealth. That's what broke people say. Could be worse. Could be worse is some good shit to say, though. It puts things in perspective. You got to have perspective. You know who ain't saying it could be worse?
Diddy.
He's probably thinking, damn, it's going to get worse. Fuck that nigga. I mean that, and I don't mean that lightly. I definitely don't mean it literally. You gotta say that shit. In conclusion, you can't be a bad boy for life and expect bad shit not to happen to you. All right, peace. It's been another edition of the book ODP.